Okay, I call the January 17, 2023 regular board meeting of the Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll, and the time is 7:03.
7:03, okay. Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Welcome back. Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Mr. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Moving on to consent agenda items, A and B are routine. Does any commissioner want any item pulled from the consent agenda items? Okay. I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Bourne?
Yes.
Mr. Covey?
Yes.
Mr. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. It is our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we will take comments under advisement. Is there anyone who would like to make a verbal comment? Or, Lisa, do you have any email comments that you
Nope, nothing
present?
Received.
Okay. Had they been here, they would have to limit their comments to 3 minutes per person. We will move on now to the financial report. 10 months of the fiscal year are complete. John Quintero will provide a synopsis of the reports.
Okay. Thank you, President Brooks. Good evening, everyone. So quickly go down by the various departments here. As we start at the top of the report, PDF page 31 of the packet here. So the Recreation Department, December has a big registration month for us. Our winter registration. We did see nearly $1 million in revenue come in the month of December, driven mostly by our camps, ceramics program, and our very large popular program. As far as the children's circle department goes, so we're $86,000 of that decrease to $534,424,000. $86,000 of that decrease is attributed to one-time grant revenue that we received in the prior year. So our grant revenue last year is outpacing what we received thus far this year. You'll also notice that the expenditures were higher than revenue in the month of December, and that's because there's a third payroll for the month of December. Fitness continues to look good, a little over $5,000 in revenue over expenditures. Beach and boating, again, expenditures are just trickling in now until the end of our fiscal year, mainly general and administrative. Watts, we talked last meeting, revenue is leveling off a bit from the prior year. We're seeing that number come down similar to what we saw at the beach, just post-COVID now, seeing the revenue kind of level off, but still stronger than previous fiscal years. And as far as budget goes, we're optimistic that we're going to hit our revenue budget. It's mainly in the passes. Right now, our actual is at around $103,000. Budget's $131,000. As we all know, it's very dependent on weather situations. So if we get a couple good days strung together, then we will obviously benefit our assets. Expenditures are slightly higher this year too, we had a kind of a contingency replacement of a hot water tank for about $10,000 earlier this year, so that's the difference there in expenditures. G&A again continues to trend lower this year, direct allocation of health insurance that we've talked about. Parks Department has trended lower this year too, and again, that's mainly driven by decreased salary expense within that department, retirements and new positions there, new positions, I should say. As far as the rec admin take-up department, so 2022 includes a $400,000 transfer as part of our fund balance commitment, 169 for future capital. So when we factor in that transfer, we're a little over $200,000 ahead of expenditures last year. That's driven by a few things. Increases in utilities, electricity is really up, and then we do have increases in salaries due to some positions. We were able to add a custodial position, and that's helping to contribute to that increase. Property taxes are continuing to come in. We're now, as of today, we're about 90% of our budgeted property tax revenue, so that's really good to see. I'm optimistic again that we should have all of our distributions, or mostly all of them, by the end of our fiscal year, which is February 28th. Corporate fund, again, $175,000 behind the revenue this year. That's again the property tax revenue that we're hoping to see trickle doing here in the next 45 days. And from an expense perspective, there wasn't a master plan transfer in the prior year. This year we're going to be transferred with a little more money dollars, so a huge fluctuation there. That I'd be happy to answer any questions that I could.
Any questions for John?
Very nice.
Okay. Good. I can't help but think, Bobby, the weather this year for Watts. Oh, my God.
That's what I was going to talk
about. It's too cold. Yeah. I mean, it's too warm. I mean, it's too cold.
And that really hurts Watts. You have to remember that, like, the school break is our biggest time. So we got the coldest weather probably in the last, how many, 10 years. And then a week later, we had to close because it was melting.
Yes.
So kind of winter break was kind of a wash, which we really make up.
Such a drag, I know.
So the next time we could probably make it up, and Bobby was telling me this, is that January gets a little cold, but it's been a little warm this month.
It's been warm.
Maybe February has been in the past, we see a lot of people coming in skating for that.
I hope so.
But it is weather dependent, and this weather's been crazy.
You want people to use it for a
really
lot of reasons, but also to remind them next year how much fun they have.
Yes, exactly. And that does impact pass sales for next year. But
course,
we'll worry about that.
Yes.
Hopefully, we have some good, moderate weather that is conducive to skating and making ice. So
I will say one of my kids, well, only my kids, not kids in real life, came home with a new girlfriend, and they went skating over there and had a great time.
Great.
So, Watts is for everyone.
Sure.
Like
there
that.
You
know. Yeah.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much. And then we will move on to
a tangent question.
Right.
Does the school district pay the park district for use of Watts, or is that like an income,
it's
cooperative?
It's cooperative. They also don't charge us for any of their gym usage. So we use the schools a lot for
basketball.
Programming. Basketball, after school programs, we're going to be using for kids club coming up when we're under construction, and we don't get charged for that either. So it's kind of our cooperative agreement. They come in for skating lessons, and it also helps us because if the kids know how to skate, they're more likely to buy a pass. So a lot of times that's their first exposure to Watts and to know about the facility. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like one of those come and learn how to skate so that your parents buy a pass and you become lifelong skaters. So
I noticed I paid for the skate rental, and then that just made me think about
how does this work?
Yeah, the only thing we do charge for the skate rentals, but
I think it's $2.
Yeah.
$4 per session. Yeah. But that really that pays somebody to work.
We did. That's why. Yeah. It's a labor intensive, but it's a great cooperative program. I love that. Just that they're doing that for their PE classes. You don't find that in any other school district.
For a long time.
It's historical, and no other gym class does that. So.
I've skates at that. The sweatiest thing you've ever want to do in your life.
We're going to try to replace it in the future with wrapped and strapped.
Oh, there is such a thing.
Yeah, too late for us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bobby.
Carol, you get to benefit from that.
And you hope your kids come home and say they had a good time. And it's interesting. Some people think Watts, they sort of think, that's like hockey kids.
Right.
So it's really good, to kind of get over that hump and inform people in a way. You think you're reaching them, but that's the best way for kids like
it. Not just down from South, Central Berkeley, too.
Yeah.
Just from middle school.
Yeah.
Well, Saturday was very popular. I was there with Margot for the first time.
Nice.
It was a social hour.
Yeah. I had a friend from Rolling Meadows whose hockey team came and played. I guess they always play this traditional winter classic. And called me. She's like, what do you do for your boards? That was the quietest I've ever heard hockey played. Like, the parents are standing out. They're like, it is so quiet. I'm like, brand new boards with insulation. And they were amazed. So those are our new boards, and people are noticing that. I get a call saying, wow, that's amazing.
Good.
Which is great for the neighbors, for everybody around us.
Mm-hmm.
That was an investment well spent. So.
Oh, you know what? That makes me feel better.
Because
it's always been something that's bothered me, how expensive those boards are. But knowing that they're better and quieter.
They actually do. So they make a difference.
It's
just plywood up there. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
thinking it will. We're going to test it out. We're hoping, because I am for the first time starting to get calls on emails on pickleball noise. Just worried about that noise, you know. And I think we in the past we've always took down the nets in the winter, and we didn't this year, actually since COVID. So I instructed Kyle to take down the pickleball and the tennis nets, just because they get really damaged in the winter anyways.
Yeah.
But with no leaves on the trees allowed in winter, it just echoes
worse.
Everything echoes more.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping that will, and we'll continue to look at things that we can, hopefully at conference when we go, we'll find some new products about something we can put on the courts to muffle that sound, because, you know, one of the emails said, move it to a different court, but all of our courts are within the neighborhood, within 100 feet of houses, so it's you just can't move it to another thing. So you have that balancing, but between meeting the needs of our residents and our players, which is a very fast-growing sport, and making neighbors happy, and so there has to be a happy medium between the two. So just so you know, if you get any calls, I just got my first, and I told them, this is, we put pickleball lines in, it was Watts, courts in 2019, so this is my first call. So I think they were pretty surprised that they've been there that long. So.
And sometimes I think seasonally they expected a break, and maybe are not getting that break.
Right. So now they will. So from now on, we'll have a standing order that they'll come down December 1st, mm-hmm. and then they'll go up, depending on weather, probably March or April.
Yes.
You know, sometimes March can be really rainy, so maybe put them up April.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so we'll do that standing, so everybody gets a break. You know, just like the trains, taking the trains down.
Right. And maybe the boards will provide some kind of an echo break or some kind
In Watts, the thing, I hope so. We'll see.
And the arborvitae on the south end are pretty tall.
Oh, that's good. That also helps.
Yeah. We don't really get a lot of complaints from puck noises, and that's can be substantial. So I think with the boards and then arborvitae. So what we're hoping that will be it.
Okay. We're moving on now to our executive director report.
Okay.
Lisa Shepherd will review items in her report.
I just brought up Watts. So we did have to cancel Watts Below Zero yesterday, and we moved it to February 20th. So I believe that's President's Weekend. People signed up and they wanted a refund because they're going out of town. They can get that. But actually, we had quite a few people sign up for it that couldn't attend. But it was the right move. Yesterday was awful. Unfortunately, it was a year that we were partnering with District 35 on doing a Martin Luther King event, a service day. So, of course, that still went on. And we went over there and we had kids go to it. And we were just hoping for larger crowds because they would go from the event and warm up in the school, and so we'll continue that for next year. It was a nice partnership, I think, to do that. Anything else about Watts?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it'd be great to see the weather.
We're hoping. So a couple things. I'm going to be sending an email, but we're looking at April 8th as the groundbreaking for Watts. And there's two different reasons. One, it would be right before the spring egg hunt. So we do it right before it, and the legislators are on break from Springfield, so hopefully they'll be home, so it's a better chance maybe they can come out. When you have a nice grant, you like to thank them by having them come to the groundbreaking and the ribbon cutting. So I don't know if they'll also be at spring break, they'll be out of town, but we're going to try that. That's probably the best we can do. We might start incidental work prior to that, but you know that'll be a great day. So we'll do the whole silver shovel. So tomorrow you might see an email come in asking to hold a date, but I do realize it's the end. I believe it's the end of spring break.
It's neither. Yeah. It is the week after spring break, but it's the week, just to put this out there, not that it makes sense for most of you, it makes sense for me. It is Easter weekend, it is Passover weekend, it is also the 8th grade Washington, D.C. trip.
Oh.
I happened to be chaperoning.
All three. So we knew about Easter, we knew about Passover, and I believe I asked someone, I don't remember who it was, if it was okay.
Yeah.
You. I asked you if that weekend was okay to do something, but
I don't think it's a bad weekend. I think it's a, just note that those are events that are happening. So people travel out of town for Easter or Passover, they're going to be out of town, but probably most don't.
We also have a half day at school on the 6th and no school on the 7th.
What?
I know. We come back from break. So we get back to the
13th.
We have a half day at 6th and no school at 7th. So people, I don't know if you can move it, but.
Well, we can't move the egg hunt, because when you move the egg hunt, do you move it up a week when they're gone for spring break?
You have to have it kind of mid-March, or you have to have it after Easter.
The groundbreaking?
Yeah.
I will, so...
Egg hunt, you can't.
I'll see if, because the legislators have a very small window there in town, so let me see if it extends to another weekend, because I really wanted them there, because that's really the...
Do you think would attend most of
them? It's usually not a lot. It's usually us.
Right.
So,
Lots advisory. We'll get invited and we'll go.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think a lot of people who are probably leaving town or something would
go anyways. Yeah. I'm just hoping to capture the legislators. We'll see.
I wouldn't change it for that. I would just note that those exist.
Yeah.
I think that's.
Right.
So that's how I feel. I can't speak for the rest of the board, but still.
I'll go back and see if the legislative window is a little bit longer. Sometimes they're off for 3 weeks. I don't know. I'll go check the calendar. It's out now.
And if not,
we'll keep thinking.
And let us know. And those of us who can, we'll
be there.
Okay. Sounds good.
As I mentioned, the district, I sent out the RFPs for the comprehensive master plan. They're due in Friday. I know that there's at least two, I sent it to 8 firms. I know 2 really good firms inquired and asked questions, so I'm excited about that. So we're going to have interviews, and I want to know if any commissioners want to be a part of the interviews. I would like to keep it to 2, because then if it's more than 2, we have to open it if it's an open meeting and it becomes a little harder. But if I could have, if you want to, commissioners, it would be during the day. I would send you right away the dates we're thinking of. And it would be the other part of the team is the administrative team. And then there may be also breakout groups also. So this would be to recommend which team to go with. And then after that, we're going to break out to different teams. There might be opportunity to work on the survey team, and there's other different opportunities too. So.
Okay, so Bart and I talked about it today, and Bart said if no one else...
I would make yourself available to do it. I like the idea of having... a commissioner or commissioners there.
Yeah.
Unless someone else wants to do it, if there's more than 3 people or something like that.
And when would this happen?
It would happen a weekday. I don't have the date in front of me now. I could send it to you. Oh, it would be February.
Okay. All right. So if nobody else wants to do it, I'll do it.
I think I volunteered to go to the breakfast.
You did.
I think I can only... If I'm doing that, I don't want to take... off for this.
Totally.
So whichever one you need me for, I will do one.
Okay.
Did we go to the breakfast? Yeah, I've done it a few times.
It's nice.
It's nice. It's very nice. It's interesting. And it's always in some kind of interesting spot.
One time I was at the farm in London.
Yeah.
And then I went to one in Buffalo Grove.
We used to be in 2 different areas. We actually had 2 representatives and a senator, so we were actually in had representatives Cook and Lake, so we got invited to 2 breakfasts.
Oh boy.
This year we're only in 1, so they redistricted. They redid the line, so we have a senator and a representative. So it's just fine. But it's a great time to listen to what they have, ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might prep you to ask questions about, child care subsidy things like that. But OSLAD, show appreciation for the Watts grant, go up and thank them type things. We'll give you a little talking point. So I know that you said you could go. Doesn't hurt to have more than 1, so, or 2 or 3. So
We'll figure it out.
You guys figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
but if you
depends on the dates and times,
yeah.
So forth.
And
yes.
How long is the breakfast?
It's usually only about an hour and a half.
Yeah, I feel yeah. Like it was. It's at 9.
Yeah.
It would be over with. Yeah, I can do it.
Yeah, you'll be done by 10:15, and if you have to leave early, people do that too. So.
Yeah. Depends on, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And John and Bobby will be going also for my team because I'll be out of town.
Great.
So.
Oh, okay. Great. Then you'll have to.
So, would you want to be on this too or just.
I'm happy to unless somebody else wants to go and then I'm very happy to bow out.
Okay.
Depending on the day, I can do it. It just depends on.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll just work it out.
So, how about I send it between the three of you? I'll send an email saying these are the dates we're looking at. Because once I get them in Friday, I'll have a better idea if I shoot out to them. I put in the RFP, but things happen, so I want to make sure we have that. So.
And if I have a choice between, I'd probably prefer doing the consultant part of it rather than the breakfast. But
okay.
I'll just do what's open.
Sounds good. Okay, perfect. Thank you. The budget, so the team has been very hard to work on the budget, which we will present in its entirety at the next committee meeting. So it's important that everybody be here in person. There's a lot of details in the presentation. Do you have anything to add?
No. We're hoping to have paper copies of the budget so everybody can
And what is the committee meeting? Is the 31st?
The 7th.
Oh, good.
The first Tuesday in the month.
Okay. I may have to demonize it, but we'll figure it out.
But of course, when you get those budget books, we're giving you a couple weeks. If you have any questions or want to sit down with John or I to go over the budget, please feel free to call us, and we'll be happy to sit with you. We'll mind that at all.
I did see that Jenny sent out a question of whether we wanted it paper, electronic, or a combination hybrid, or both. I don't know. I just did electronic. You did three both?
Both? I do that all the time. I like both.
Honestly, of all the things we do, that's the one where I really whip. But I'm like challenging myself this last round to just, it's tough.
Yeah, it's nice to have both sometimes to be able to kind of look at things and look at a different part of the PDF.
Maybe I'll borrow yours. Okay,
sure.
All right.
Yeah, just
all right.
Just let John know he's.
Yeah.
You can use multiple screens.
that's the key. Multiple screens is the key, yeah.
Great. Excellent. So Kyle's off today, but I wanted to thank him and Matt personally. We had our pipe burst in our dance room on Christmas Day. Luckily, the systems worked perfectly. It shut off the sprinkler, and that set off to public safety, so we were able to catch it early. Otherwise, my guess is no one would have probably noticed it probably for a couple days, because if Christmas were closed, the 26th we had limited program, no one may have gone down there. So we lucked out. They had the restoration service in immediately, and we had no major damage. They will dry out everything, and they fixed the problem. It was great. And then after that, when everything was starting to thaw, Kyle sent the team around to check all of our facilities, and GYS had a broken pipe. So they had 3 inches of water because no one was in that one. Luckily, very minor damage. The facility's old, so it kind of slants. So most of the water was kept away from all their computers and everything like that. So they were able to get everything off. We had to tear out the rug and put Perderma claims in. And none of their equipment were their equipment is insured by them. None of it was ruined, and so it's fine.
Good.
We may be looking at doing some pipe replacement in that building, though, because the pipes are old, and we think it's probably due. You know, we try to do a project every year. That will probably be the project. So Cal's going through to find out how much that will cost. But that's kind of things happen when you get those big, huge freezes.
Is this a cinder block building, by the way?
It is cinder block, yes.
There's drywall.
Yeah, there's
inside.
Insulation. Yeah. Yeah, but still,
but
with
still,
that,
the pipes are cinder block.
And if they're on the outside wall and they're older, I mean, it just happens. I mean, Phil was saying that I think the last three at the village. The last 3 years, they had a major pipe burst in the underwater water service and Christmas, and so he jinxed us. He didn't have a problem. I texted him, like, did you have a problem with the water? So he's like, no, like we did, because he jinxed us. So it's all good. Aaron can speak on Inside Glencoe. So just came out.
Yeah.
Did you all get that magazine?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So if you ever have an idea of something that you would like to see in there, people like education, we're using that piece as a lot of education,
mm-hmm.
you know, on our projects or just like our sustainability initiative or idea. If you ever have anything that you have an idea like, wow, I would really like to know about this, pass that idea on to us. Because we're always looking for new ideas to put in there.
Yeah, ready for next issue of April.
It's coming up. So, all right. Other than that, the start of programs, we had great registration numbers. We were really rebounding since COVID, so we're thrilled with that. Our camps continue to do really well. I'm going to have Bobby talk a little bit about, you always think about camp coming in summer, but all the work they're doing now to get ready for camp. And
So the regular facilities team tends to work about 6 months in advance, so beach and camp are kind of front of mind right now. As we know, lots is going to be under construction, so we're looking for alternatives, locations for Action Quest and for Game On camps. So that, as of right now, works will probably be centered around Central School using BYS, which was kind of our plan for last year. So we're looking to finalize that in the next couple of weeks. We're busy booking field trips, camp schedules. We've rolled out all of our hiring where the jobs are posted. Our new onboarding software, as you may have heard, is already being rolled out, so people can now apply. It's a lot easier to apply for a position at the Park District than in previous years, so that's exciting. We're finalizing all of the training schedules, so basically starting mid-May through mid-June, every day of the week we've got some kind of training, whether it's camp or the beach. We also are replacing camp docs with EPACs, so that's gone out. I'm going to give out over 80 families complete all of that paperwork already, so that's a really good start. And then we have our $200 deposit available for people who sign up for the full summer options, which is available through April 1st, which, given this economy, people will be taking advantage of. Definitely seeing people looking for good value when it comes to camp programs this summer.
Is there a reason you're not considering West anymore for
Game On? We are in discussions with West, so what we're waiting to hear from the school is their construction plans. Traditionally, they're waiting a little longer to figure out what they're going to be doing in the schools. So if we make plans too early, that can change, and we're going to wait until they tell us where we can be. We're hoping Central, because they think there's going to be potentially some construction south and out of West.
So we'll have a meeting with them probably mid-February just to talk about the Watts construction schedule. And I know for sure they're doing work at Watts. They're replacing the playground and things like that. So we'll coordinate that. But then we'll also talk about other opportunities that we have there.
You mean south?
South. I meant, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
not west. Yeah, south.
Yeah, south.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's totally funded by them, but what we did is lend our expertise.
Good.
Both with Chris and now Kyle, because this project has been planned for a while, and then COVID, and then delays and things like that.
Yeah.
So we'll work with them. So that whole south area will be a construction zone.
Really, this construction
zone.
I keep hearing that they're going to be swings. Is that true?
I don't know. They don't like to do. They don't like to do swings.
Hearing about swings.
Yeah. So. They don't. But you know, we have tons of swings at Woodlawn. We put tons of swings at Woodlawn. They usually don't put swings at schools because they spend the whole time waiting in line.
It surprised me.
Yeah.
Which is why I didn't believe the report.
The rumors.
Yeah.
So Woodlawn's not that far.
That's
not our controversy, thank goodness.
I got a question, and I should have asked this in advance, so I'm sorry, from a parent. Because some of these activities, I certainly felt that they're like $600 for registration if you have multiple kids, and you're shelling out a lot. If we would ever consider doing like paying maybe 50% when you register, and then another 50% when the program starts, to spread it out. I don't know how the payments to the partners, like Sarah Hall, like I think ballet is a really expensive one, ceramics is really expensive.
$800.
So you're talking camps or just general programs?
No,
or everything?
General programs. I know I spent $600 on ballet alone, plus acting, plus, I mean, it was like $1,500 before you even get to camp.
Okay.
So, and that was one kid. It's a lot of money.
Well, so that's something we can look at.
Sorry.
We can look at some.
Yeah, good idea.
We can. We were just having a discussion internally today about, we noticed that that is starting to creep into some of the survey feedback that parents are making sure we've got kind of a good, better, best, where there's an affordable option every day of the week, making sure we're not staffing programs that are all those theater programs. We're having to bring instructors from the city, they won't come for 1 hour. If they do, they're charging a premium. So we're doing contractuals with them, and they're struggling to find dance and theater instructors that walk the pain. So it's quite a tricky one because it is an expensive program.
And I think there's a lot of parents who really want to sign their kids up. It's just a lot of money at one time.
It's always right. I remember having this issue as well. It's exciting because I'm in December.
Yeah.
For these things that you've got, Christmas, this and that.
And vacation, everything.
The key takeaway is
Look at it.
Is it possible to do three payments or two payments or options out there? But it is an administrative burden to do that, which is tough, right?
Yeah.
And then people's credit cards, like they say, oh, just charge my credit card, and they don't store credit cards, and then things. It adds a layer of complexity, but it also is a nice benefit to it.
Like, I think even if you split up 50% in December and the other 50% the first week of January, or second week, whatever, the program start, that would be...
We'll look into that.
That's actually a good idea.
Before that, we get the money before the program starts. We'll definitely look into that.
I also, while we're on that topic, although it's more of a theme, man, I hate having to explain to the FSA daycare people that I paid it in 2021, but the service was in 2022. I don't know if anyone else had that issue, but I certainly have had that. You have that?
I used to.
Yeah, because you can only, the flexible spending account daycare, it's for when the service is rendered.
Right.
And if you receive it in 2021, they're like, well, they harass you on it. So I kind of like the idea of splitting up into the actual year.
Yeah.
We
can look at that.
Sorry, it's just about, the idea is just split payments.
I have a question too about open gym. Is there a couple? Calls this week, and I went on the website and I found the schedule. And right now it looks like it's only for pickleball in January. Is that correct, or is it not updated? Like, is there no other open gym during?
There should be some basketball over the winter break. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like for the rest of January now, it doesn't list anything except pickleball.
Oh.
I will look into it. There's not a huge amount of availability in the gym at all, especially with having pickleball and our preschool programs. Mm-hmm. What we tend to do is have those on school days off. We'll have in some open gym. Let me check into it and get back to you, because I thought we had some dedicated. I know there was some basketball going down this morning. So let me check.
Definitely not on the schedule then. And it is kind of hard to find. So I got two calls, so I went on, I looked. I found it, but it's not, it doesn't flash across the screen, and if you search, it's not as easy. So just because now people are bored and they want to.
Yeah, those are good.
More good
feedback.
We'll get to it and get back to it for sure. Yeah. It's not easy for you to find it. It's not easy for anyone to find it.
That's a hard thing to do, yeah.
And then someone called me, the website was down, so I went on 2 days. I called Lauren, and she said, there was an issue this week. They thought it was fixed, but there was still an issue. So, I couldn't register for anything. I was getting an error message. So that was 3 days in a row. So I was just wondering if that was fixed. I know you're aware.
Yeah, we were aware. John, you
were. Yeah, there was an issue between Vermont System and they were working with Excalibur. Really looking at there was kind of something blocking on the firewall that they had to get an update. So we were working pretty closely with both parties, making sure they were talking to each other and possible.
How long was it down?
No, it was intermittently, probably 2 days to change. It was up.
And then it would pop down?
And then something else, so they had to troubleshoot again.
Okay. In the future, we'll make sure we send emails to the board to notify them if anything's down in case you get calls and what the issue is and that we're resolving it. Those are really good. All those are really good ideas to explore, so thank you. Anything else? Bring it on. If you'd like ideas.
All done?
I'm done. Anything else? Nope. I'm good.
Then we will move to our action items. I entertain a motion to approve to award the contract for replacing one 50-ton air-cooled condenser for $219,050 to Midwest Mechanical of Lombard, Illinois, as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Kobe?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes.
For the next one, can you just add something at the end?
Mm-hmm.
You say service for children's circles with Taste for Kids, Inc., not to exceed $100,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Gets us
I entertain a motion to approve resolution number 948 and authorize the executive director to sign the contract to renew the contract for food services for Children's Circle with Taste for Kids, not to exceed $100,000. Taste for Kids, Incorporated, not to exceed $100,000, as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
Happy you guys can retain them, and it seems like they're doing a good job.
Me too.
Yeah, and I just saw the other customers that they have who are also very discerning regarding their food sources and.
Yeah, we're extremely happy with this company because, well, first of all, they have experience with the North Shore, but they're extremely adept at allergies. And the amount of allergies that we have down in that room and the amount of separate meals and they have to bring in, and they are able to handle that without one mistake in a year. So that's why we are thrilled that they're going to not only hold their price, but come back. And they're hard. I remember if you hold this whole discussion last year, extremely defined to a good caterers that are licensed through DCFS that meet all of our requirements. So
and deal with allergies.
Mm-hmm. And deal with the allergies. Yeah. Uh-huh. So according to our attorneys, that we don't have to go for RFP because this is such a specialty service. Mm-hmm. So as long as we think they're being competitive in their meal prices, we're happy with their service.
Great.
Are all of their customers private? Are we the only public customer they have?
No.
Montessori is more of a
Montessori is private.
It's more of a comp. Yeah.
I don't know what Village Green Montessori is.
Mm. Do you know Bobby at Bankhead?
I'm not sure of them having any park district.
But there's not many park districts that have that need food service like we do. So you have to remember that preschool doesn't have to have a food service through DCFS. We're one of the few. I think Skokie is maybe another one, and Vernon Hills are the only ones around here that do that. So, but that's a good question. Okay.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Kobe?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve to authorize the executive director to sign the 2023 Pool Beachfront Exchange Agreement between Northbrook and Glenfield Park Districts as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just one thing. We are changing in the agreement. The start date for the dog park will be May 1st, not July 1st.
Got it.
To align with our dog tag year. So.
Oh, that's good.
Is that going to be advertised with the village sending out the dog tags? Or
We haven't even gotten to that stuff yet about advertising through the village, but
we're going to reach out and start the conversations in there. Not surprised if they have any questions, but not sure if they're going to be willing or not. We planned a marketing campaign to promote the agreement,
the aquatic park, but also the dog park.
Are the do they have access to the camps at the Glen Cove dates?
Our aquatics camps? No.
But they have access to them.
They have at non-resident rates. They have access to the classes.
But doesn't I don't understand why that was called out in this agreement?
Because
human have
historic. So that was kind of a
at resident rates, I should say.
A legacy group for legacy responsibility to try to promote adult sailing out of our beach because there wasn't a huge amount.
So they get resident rates for our classes if there's.
So they get resident rates for adult and kid
classes,
not
camp.
Right.
Correct. Right, and they don't get that.
And no one uses that, so it's very seldom used. Okay, perfect. All right.
And just to confirm, there is no non-resident dog park pass, correct?
It's correct.
Only residents. So
there's only one
specific,
fee. Yeah.
You know,
only Northbrook is currently allowed in there.
They
so,
could always buy if this didn't exist, they could buy non-resident passes to our beach for a slightly increased cost. But dog park, for us, we would not be able to do this without this agreement.
Correct.
Got it. So that's something. Okay, great. Any other discussion on this?
I'll give you all postcards when you see dogs running around in our park. You can hand them.
Yes.
Here's a dog park. You can go. Sorry, May 1st.
Here you go.
Here you go.
We'll need badges as well.
I'll give you a you know.
Okay. Okay, so roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Borden?
Yes.
Commissioner Povey?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. On to other business. Lisa Shepherd, do you have some other business for us?
Just that next week we have all the department heads and managers going to conference. So this is the first time we're really having the full crew down there since the pandemic, and it's Mountain Festival. We're really excited about that. So we'll be available for any questions. If there's a snowstorm, we have about 3 parks guys going for the first time. I'm thrilled with that. But if there's a snowstorm, they head back. If we have any emergencies, we head back. If we don't have enough children's circle, we head back. So just know that we're down there, but we're accessible, and we're really excited for some continued education. And then I will be sworn in as chair for IPRA, so I really appreciate the board's support allowing me to do that. So that will happen on Friday night. And thank the staff, because I'll be out of the office a little bit more than normal, which they may like. I don't know. I haven't said yet, so it's fine.
Oh, everyone's going to like it. And congratulations.
Thank you.
From
I appreciate
the board.
It. Thank you.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Thanks.
And I never fail to mention it. I probably mentioned it in that ridiculous speech that I gave at the town hall. But anyway, but I probably mentioned it there too.
Oh, thank you.
Just to, you know.
Yeah, it's nice.
Let people know how successful our management is.
Yeah, we have a great team.
So that's good. And I did have one thing quickly to mention. Bart is going to be leading the review process again this year as he did last year. So our first closed session discussion, just to get the ball rolling, will be on the 7th of February. That's our committee meeting, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we'll get some advance information so that we can do the forms and so forth, and then we'll have another meeting scheduled after that.
And I was so impressed. I didn't even have to ask you. You guys asked me first. I'm so impressed. I've been here 10 years. That's the first time.
This is how long it takes to get in the room.
I did find out that in March committee that we don't have a quorum.
Yeah.
So we will, if...
Okay.
March 7th.
Who's the...
I won't be here.
March what?
March 7th.
You know what?
Can we...
I won't be here either.
We can move it. And if we end up not needing one, uh-huh. It just depends how, approved the budget at the March meeting, but in the past we haven't had more discussion at the March committee. But we could schedule it for like the week after the 14th or...
I think we'll probably need a meeting because I have a feeling that's when we're going to do our discussion.
Oh, yeah,
so
for me. Okay.
I also won't be there. I didn't notice it, but I will not be in town.
Bart won't and Stephanie won't, I believe,
and
so we don't have a quorum.
And you won't, so...
I'm
You'll be here?
I think these two are here.
Okay,
that's it.
February 7th, I'm gonna switch things around to be here.
Well, it's, yeah, okay.
March 7th is when I was supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Okay, so March is out anyway because we wouldn't have a quorum.
Right.
Any of us are gone. So that would be...
Is it just that day or is that week?
I'm gone that week.
I'm gone through the 8th. So 6th, 7th, and 8th, and that.
Yeah, I'm gone weekend to the 8th.
Yeah, and since he's running it and I'm his lieutenant for this. I could do the 14th. Could anyone else? 14th? Bart, could you do the 14th? Okay. Jenny, could you do the thing so we all get it in our calendars? Thank you.
And we'll prove, can you put it on the February agenda too, so I don't forget?
Thank you. Good.
Thank you.
Problem solved. I like that.
That's easy.
Okay, and then one other thing. Stephanie provided treats today because she was claiming... She claimed she was a bad board member because she got in a car accident and couldn't come to a meeting. So,
ridiculous.
On that. No apologies for getting on that.
I think she set the bar kind of high now.
And they're a good little treat, so everybody should have
them. Wonderful.
Okay.
We do not have a need to go into executive session.
That's fabulous. So, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Oh, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Warren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Mrs. Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes.
7:49.
Adjourn. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.